I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The Pharisees and the scribes always get a bad rap in the Gospels, whether it's because of their legalism, their affinity with what is purely external, especially their hold to power and prestige. But not everything was bad with the scribes and Pharisees. Something positive has to be said about their zeal and faithfulness on following the law of Moses, though misplaced many times. Jesus is reaffirming this in the gospel today by saying that we have to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees. The operative word is to surpass, meaning the attitude of the Pharisees is a good starting point. Their zeal on following the law of Moses is a good start. But faith and discipleship cannot stay there and cannot be reduced to merely following the letter of the law. Faith is not just about checking the boxes or going through a checklist. We have to go beyond those things if you want to experience true joy and true meaning in our own life. But I was reading a reflection on this last night, and the author says, which we have heard this in different ways already, or in just expressed in different way, he says, true religion is the religion of the heart. True religion is the religion of the heart. Not talking about feelings, but of course, it boils down to love. And Jesus saw the good in the Pharisees, but challenged them against any kind of hypocrisy. And he goes on to encourage us to live by one of the most difficult situations in life, to forgive and be reconciled with other people. That's what we heard in the gospel today. Before you bring your gifts to the altar, and if you remember that you are not reconciled with your brother, go and reconcile first, and then bring your gift to the altar. And Jesus lived that himself to the last moments of the cross, when he forgave all who brought him to death. So reflecting on this first line from the gospel today, looking at our unique spiritual life right now, have we surpassed the righteousness of the Pharisees? Thus enter into the kingdom of heaven.